and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, October 19th, 2020. Today in the news, investment analyst Roger Hurst told Seeking Alpha's Real Vision that it's common for the markets to go sideways before an election and then to have a relief rally no matter which side wins, because it's finally there's more certainty. He thinks we'll likely see this in the U.S., especially because both sides will do more fiscal stimulus going forward. He believes the safety valve for inflation play will be precious metals, and he remains bullish on gold. Well, 40 years ago, President Carter signed the Staggers-Rail Act into law, removing government shackles on pricing and other operations, writes Steve Forbes at Fox Business. The act was a stunning success. This could serve as a lesson for President Trump, candidate Biden, and current and future policymakers everywhere about the positive power of free markets and the perils of overregulation. Currently, the major polls give former Vice President Biden more than a 9-point lead nationally against President Trump. But, of course, the major polls were generally wrong in 2016, reports Camelot Advisors. Looking at what some of the polling firms that called 2016 correctly, their polling suggests that President Trump will be reelected, either narrowly or by a large margin. 77% of Trump voters would not admit to friends and family. It's very possible that Trump will win Florida, North Carolina, and Arizona. If so, a win in Pennsylvania or Michigan will likely put him over the top in the Electoral College. And lastly, new data released by the National Traffic Safety Administration for the first half of 2020 says that when much of the U.S. population was under stay-at-home orders, show that the rate of traffic deaths per mile driven went up, not down. How is that possible? Asked New York Magazine. The combination of risky drivers plus near-empty streets also resulted in faster driving, which in turn made the streets more deadly. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.